You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here on KGYM on this Thursday. A sunny, beautiful day. A little warm, but doesn't feel too bad with that breeze out there as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. It is the gym class coming your way here on KGYM. Scott Unash, my name, here from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass and ready to go to take your phone calls. And we welcome your texts as well at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. And Mark Dukes joining us from the back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids one more time. And it says, what, 84, 85 on the thermometer, but it's a nice day outside.
Good afternoon, guys. It feels good on the face. We're ready to go.
Ready to go, indeed. Good show coming up for you. As Dave Koken is going to join us, our old friend from Las Vegas, and really looking forward to catching up with Dave. And we are going to talk with him coming up in about a half hour or so, a little bit later today. It's going to be about 3:35, 3:40. We're going to talk with Dave and talk about the return of sports, if you will. What's it mean for the gambling industry? What they're looking at, baseball coming back. Dave's a big baseball fan. Dave's been doing a lot of, what is he doing, dog racing as well, or is it just horse racing so far that he has dabbled into?
I think it's been just mainly horse racing around the country that he can view on various platforms. And he's big into Korean baseball organization as well.
Is he?
We'll see what he thinks about that.
Yeah, so we're going to talk with Dave Koken. That'll be coming up in about a half hour or so. Again, that text line available to you the entire hour, 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. News of the day today. It's kind of a mixed bag today. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but we'll just go ahead and give you the news of the day here. Starts off nationally with a postponement and maybe a key one. It is a key one, no doubt about that, but a very significant one. The NFL so far has been unscathed as far as their postponements. Of course, they have been going through the offseason, if you will. They did have the draft. They did it virtually, if you will, but online. And through the miracle of Zoom and Teams and all those good things. But their first postponement coming down the line today, Mark, and it's a pretty significant one as the NFL announcing that the 2020 Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremonies and Hall of Fame game set for early August in Canton, Ohio, will not take place this year.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame ceremony is postponed to 2021, the Hall of Fame game, typically in August, right, or late July, something like that.
Yeah, August 8th.
Yeah, very early, and that has been canceled. So neither news surprising. Same token, Commissioner Roger Goodell has said teams are going to begin training camps on time.
True.
So kind of a mixed bag in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's significant because it's the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony. The game itself was going to be played on August the 6th in Canton, Ohio at Fawcett Stadium. And then the enshrinement ceremony was going to take place on August the 8th. It's always a big, big get-together in Canton. If you've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's been a long, long time, but I have been there. It's kind of in a valley and not a very big area, and they shoehorn a lot of people in there, and that's what they were kind of concerned about and were concerned about. In fact, the governor of the great state of Ohio a little bit ago, and I'm trying to find his name. I just had it and, of course, lost it here. And anyway, the governor of the state of Ohio came out recently and said he was not for Mike DeWine is the governor. Didn't sound optimistic about the game happening when he was asked about it last week, and that came to fruition today. Not to mention the fact that you have the fans coming to see the Enshrinees, but you've got two of the most popular teams in the National Football League slated to be there that weekend, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. They sold 20,000 seats, I believe, in the first day to an exhibition game. And so that game is now going to be moved. They will play next year. The 2020 Enshrinees will be inducted with the 2021 Enshrinees. So that'll be an ultra big class going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio next year.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, I think I read the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown is going to reopen later this month. So there is that if you're into traveling and want to hit a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Steelers and the Cowboys, by the way, two of at least 10 NFL teams that have had at least one player test positive for COVID-19 during the off season. So, being proactive, if you will, as far as the state of Ohio is concerned. And they will play next year. But sounds like as though, as you reported, Mark, and talked about that, training camps are still slated to open as far as the National Football League is concerned. More news today. So you have that cancellation, but then you have the Kentucky Derby saying that they are looking at least having some people at Churchill Downs coming up for the annual Run for the Roses that will take place in early fall, late summer this year instead of its typical first Saturday in May.
Well, that certainly has changed since the race was postponed in May, and obviously Kentucky feels comfortable having at least some fans there. That's a free for all.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the stands or in the infield or what have you, but that's typically a wild scene there.
Yeah, it is. It is. And more in the infield than anything, but from what I hear, I've never been. I would love to go there, but I just never going to be able Well, you never say never, but at any rate, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. If you would like to weigh in, 5641 asking the one of the $64,000 questions as far as Eastern Iowa is concerned or baseball is concerned with the announcement baseball is coming back. Any word on the Yankees-White Sox game at Field of Dreams? And my guess is, well, first of all, the Yankees and the White Sox are not going to play this year. So it's more than likely going to be the White Sox and somebody else. That according to Major League Baseball, Mark. So I can't answer that question, but at least from what the information that Major League Baseball and the Players Association gave to the media, et cetera, you were going to play your division teams 10 times. Each of them 10 times, and then the other division of the opposite league, you were going to play them a number of times. You're not going to play outside of, say, the Central Division if you're in the American League or National League Central.
Have not heard any definitive word. Obviously, you mentioned the White Sox, Yankees not scheduled to play. A couple stories out there speculating maybe because of geographics, maybe Cubs, Cardinals. Moves to Dyersville. I mean, that was just speculation, but
who wants to give up the home game there, though?
true enough, but perhaps we'll get hooked up with Dyersville here soon, see what's up.
Yeah, and you got to think that all of the monies that Major League Baseball has put into getting that stadium built, it's not a huge stadium, but it did take a lot of money to get that going. You would think that they are going to plan on using it. It's just not going to sit idly by right there next to the ghost players coming out of the corn and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in with a question on the text line. Good news as far as the state of Iowa, I think, today from the Iowa Department of Education, correct, Mark?
Yes, indeed. This just coming out today that the Iowa Department of Education, in partnership with the Iowa Department of Public Health and the CDC, has made this announcement. Beginning July 1, school districts and accredited non-public schools may begin offering all school activities. Again, that's as of July 1st. It comes with a series of health and safety issues ranging from following CDC recommendations, reinforcing washing of hands, requiring face coverings for all student and staff is not recommended, but recommendation to allow the personal use of face coverings by staff and students. Goes on with talking about training and protective equipment if needed, so on and so forth. So I posted a link on my Twitter and Facebook page if you'd like to look into it in more detail. It's not extremely long, but I think a pretty significant announcement here by the Iowa Department of Education and Department of Public Health.
Yeah, and does it mean we're in the clear? Absolutely not. Like you said, there are going to be built-in safety measures, no doubt about that. And they've been that way in baseball, they've been that way in softball, they're going to be that way as far as team activities, if you will, for lack of a better word anyway. But is this another piece of the puzzle, I guess, as far as fall sports are concerned, especially football being played? I'd have to say yes.
I think it's a good sign, that's for sure. And you know, there are going to be people that disagree with this decision and say it's too soon, much like they said it's too soon in a lot of other respects. I don't know whether it's too soon or not, but I would say to those same people who have been proclaiming that we need to follow our experts and we need to follow the CDC and whatnot. In Iowa, these are the experts. The Department of Public Health, Department of Education, weaving in CDC guidelines to this announcement. So I guess, you know, again, these are the experts in Iowa. If they made a right decision, wrong decision, I guess we'll find out. But that's the decision as of June 25th to allow all school activities to begin July 1.
317 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Kyle weighing in on the text line, our friend Kyle. I was at the Field of Dreams yesterday up in Dyersville. The MLB field looked like it was complete. Hadn't started on the bleachers. Says I'd be shocked if they could throw it together in time. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a situation where they play it. There are a number of ways you can go. And I have tried not to speculate or guess over the last 3 weeks on anything. I am really not going to guess or speculate on anything involving Major League Baseball.
No, I would. I think that's probably the wise thing to do. And interesting perspective there from Kyle. And again, about time to we check in with the folks in Dyersville here soon.
Yeah, because they've got to get the schedule's got to come out first as far as the 60-game schedule, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And then you can kind of go from there a little bit, and maybe it will be included into the 60-game schedule. I don't know. We'll have to wait around and see. But as Kyle mentioned, bleachers aren't there as of yet. And, you know, obviously different. You're comparing apples to oranges, but baseball and softball are not allowing folks into the bleachers. So maybe that was something the Major League Baseball thought about before they put up said bleachers. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they're going to provide White Sox lawn chairs and have everybody take one home with them as they sit socially distanced around the Major League Baseball field in Dyersville.
Yeah, hard to tell. I know Roman Weinberg who is head of that effort in Dyersville, spoke to the Des Moines Register just earlier this week and said he was optimistic that the game would be played there, and that this was before the Major League Baseball announcement. So I'm sure a lot of things in motion between Dyersville and Major League Baseball.
319-366-1600. As we talk about the news of the day, we're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up in just a little bit. Let's bring in Mike from Cedar Rapids on the phone line. Wants to talk about the possibility of the White Sox-Yankees meeting in Dyersville. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. One of the things I've been hearing on the radio news all day, the Iowa radio news, is that that game is still on. They haven't made any decision on canceling it yet. Some guy that was the head of the Field of Dreams was quoted, or he was on the in a little short speech there saying that it was still on, and that if there's anything that's going to change on it, they will release the information within the next week. That's what they've been putting on the radio all afternoon.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So I agree with you. I, as a White Sox fan like yourself, I'm hoping that it is the White Sox, but I do realize now that they aren't going to play the Yankees unless they throw one game in there just for the heck of it. But that's what's been going on the radio today. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks for sharing with us.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too.
Thanks, Mike.
319-366-1600. So they are thinking about it. And like Mike said, the Yankees and the White Sox are not, at least as far as the schedule is concerned, projected to meet this year. That's good news for your Twins, by the way, Mark, because they never beat the Yankees.
No, I'm not too sad about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm not too sad the White Sox are going to miss out on the Oakland A's because they never beat the Oakland A's either. So, yeah, you know, everybody's got their nemesis team that their team cannot beat.
Well, Twins will probably go 45-15, play the Yankees in the first round and get knocked out. So,
all right, 321. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll update you on Zach Johnson at the TPC River Highlands up in Connecticut. He is on the course right now in the first round of the Travelers. Dave Koken's going to join us in about 15 minutes or so, and we'll talk a little bit more about the National Football League as they have canceled this year's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Back with more after this. Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM.
First, this crazy crisis, and now hail. One thing is for sure, this perfect storm means you can save big. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. If you don't mind a few dents and dings, you could save up to an incredible $20,000 off new Nissans, or save up to $10,000 off new Subarus, or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. But we are still here to help you the safest way possible. We're sanitizing and keeping a safe distance. Plus, if your car was damaged in the storm, we'll take it off your hands and give you way more than it's worth. It's the hail sale of the century. You can save up to $20,000 off brand new cars if you don't mind a few dents and dings. Or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. This perfect storm means you can get the car of your dreams and leave some money in your pocket. But hurry, these deals are only good until all the hail cars are gone. And with these savings, it won't take long. See all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Discount varies depending on actual damage. Not all vehicles have damage. All incentives to dealer. Ends when all hail cars are gone.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tomorrow night, there's only one thing you need to know. Friday night races at Hawkeye Downs. Catch the action of the Midwest Dash and Mid-American Stock Car Traveling Series, plus the hotly contested Weekly Competitor Series. And this week only, admission is just $5. Kids 8 and under get in free, and there will even be a socially distanced bus ride around the track for kids at intermission. Gates open at 6, races start at 7:30. Feel the adrenaline, the speed, the power of Friday night racing at Hawkeye Downs Speedway tomorrow night.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We are back in the gym class at KGYM at 3:24. Glad to have you aboard as we take you through a Thursday edition of the show. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Dave Kochan will join us in about 15 minutes or so. Looking forward again to talking with Dave and finding out what he had for lunch and all those pertinent questions that we need to get and the information that we need to get from Dave.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked to Dave, I guess back in March, and there hasn't been a whole lot of activity, obviously, for handicappers and gamblers such as Dave, but be interesting to catch up with him nonetheless.
Well, and we'll ask him about Major League Baseball, huge baseball fan, and we will ask him exactly how, with a 60-game season, are, you know, futures bets, how are you going to handle that? I got to imagine it's going to be kind of up in the air because anything can. The Washington Nationals would not have made the playoffs after 60 games last year. That tells you what a marathon baseball is, and it's going to be a complete sprint this year. So a lot of differences in Major League Baseball between the, well, its entire history and what's going to happen in the year 2020. So we'll see. Those questions and more for Dave Kochan coming up in a little bit. Got Zach Johnson on the golf course. A very steady front for Zach, but it's been a roller coaster on the back, Mark.
Yeah, a little bit. He actually started his round on the back nine. He was 2 under through eight holes, suffered a bogey on 18, and he bogeyed one as well. But just now he's gotten back to under par, birdieing the par four fourth hole with a 4-foot putt. He also has a par five coming up, so Zach now at 1 under, and scores are low for about the third straight week, I think, Scott. Mackenzie Hughes flirted with a 59 today, had a birdie putt on his last hole to do that, but settled for a 10-under par 60. He has a 3-stroke lead over Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele. McIlroy has finished Schauffele 7 under through 14 holes.
Phil is right there, too. He's at 6-under par. Sergio Garcia is at 6-under par. The red-hot Bryson DeChambeau is at minus 5. Rafa Cabrera-Bello also at that mark at minus 5. Louis Oosthuizen also at minus 5. And I don't think we had any more withdrawals by players after the two yesterday or the three yesterday. Two due to caddies coming in contact with COVID-19 and one golfer coming in contact with COVID-19. Webb Simpson had pulled out earlier in the week. He has also been on a big-time roll as far as the tour is concerned. And shouldn't mention, no one on the Korn Ferry Tour has tested positive as of yet as far as the coronavirus is concerned. They are playing in Utah this week. And our best to all the former locals that we know that are playing out there at the Korn Ferry Tour. Vince India came so close last week, we mentioned, and did not have a great final round at the Korn Ferry event last week down in St. Augustine, Florida. Did not win, but had a solid top 10. So that helps him out as far as points are concerned to try to move on to the PGA Tour.
And as you outlined yesterday, the PGA Tour has so as of yesterday, administered over 2,700 COVID-19 tests on the PGA Tour and Korn Ferry Tour, and there have been 7 positive tests. That's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah. By the way, Kyle said he had a catch with the kids yesterday at the Field of Dreams. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. Get up there and have a catch. with no matter if your kids are ball players or not. That's what you got to do when you go up to Dyersville. So
how tall was the corn, Kyle? Let us know.
319-366-1600 corn.
Actually, they may have taken out that field when the Major League Baseball game was announced. I don't recall.
Well, it's adjacent, but it's in the opposite direction. You would not take the cornfield out, Mark. You cannot do that. That's like taking one half of the American Gothic painting out.
It's like taking the catcher out of baseball, right? That was a stupid comment on my part. I admit.
All right. 319-366-1600. Don't text Mark. he admitted to his mistake. He admitted to his mistake. It's okay.
I think there is actually a pathway through that corn between the two fields.
Yes, I do believe that was put together. Like I said, I haven't been up there in a few years, but I think that's what I read. Getting ready to, and who knows? They may have the players go through that if they indeed do have a game at that stadium at the Field of Dreams. So we'll see. All kinds of speculation out there. We started off the day talking about the National Football League and the fact that the NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony will not go off this year. That due to COVID-19. Is this the start of the NFL's turn at cancellations? What do you think out there? A lot of NFL fans I know. 319-366-1600. Let us know. Was this just a one-off, if you will, for the National Football League that you really don't need this extra exhibition game? Yes, it would be great to have all of the monies, especially with the Cowboys and the Steelers, the rivalry of the 70s, playing one another, two of the grandest fan bases that there are in all of sports. And like I said, they sold 20,000 tickets in just a drop of a hat to an exhibition game that, Ben Roethlisberger is going to take three snaps and go to the sideline. And same thing with Dak Prescott and everybody else as far as the Cowboys are concerned. But is this just a drop in the bucket as far as the National Football League is concerned? What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is a phone line. As well as we'll talk to Dave Koken here in about 5, 6, 7 minutes or so.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question, whether it's a drop in the bucket or not. It's not surprising because these events were scheduled in July and early August. They're talking about cutting back exhibition games anyway.
Yep.
Although this one was going to be really popular. So I'm not surprised. Err on the side of caution. These guys can be inducted, hopefully, barring any health issues, can be inducted next year.
Yeah, and you always hope everything will be okay as far as that is concerned. For me, I could see some NFL exhibition games or preseason games getting postponed. Or at the very least, not being played in front of fans. Not any fans. I'm not saying 50%. I'm not saying 30%. I'm not saying 25%. I'm saying sans fans, no fans in the stadium. Let's face it, those games are a part of the season ticket package for NFL season ticket holders. A lot of them don't go to those games. A lot of them, if they don't go, sell them. To be honest with you, probably if they are canceled, the real people that are going to lose out are some of the folks that don't get to go to a lot of NFL games for whatever reason, and maybe families because they can find somewhat reasonably priced tickets as far as the preseason is concerned. I say somewhat reasonably priced, Mark, because those tickets are getting very expensive, very, very expensive. As far as that is concerned, but that would be too bad as far as my opinion is concerned, because that would be tough on those people.
Well, already it sounds like the National Football League is going to take some measures to kind of put a tarp or some covering on the first 8 or 10 rows of stadiums and ingeniously sell advertising on said tarp. there is that out there. Like anything else, it's an evolving situation, and we'll continue to follow it.
It is, and this is not a new concept. If you have noticed, NASCAR racing, really, and many of the other sports as well, especially this year, NASCAR without fans, they have put some tarps with advertising upon them at various places around racetracks, speedways. And I imagine you're probably going to see that when basketball comes around in Orlando, if that is going to be the case. When hockey comes around, as far as those bubble cities are concerned, and I'm sure as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, if you do not put people into those particular seats, you already have in baseball, of course, the rolling advertising behind the batter, umpire, and catcher. And you may see that extend into the first several rows. Although those are pretty choice seats as far as Major League Baseball are concerned.
Everything's for sale, right?
That's what I've been told by a lot of folks. By a lot of folks out there. 319-366-1600 as we await Dave Kokin to join us coming up in just a couple of moments or so. As we will talk about Dave's thoughts about Major League Baseball, what he is thinking, football, what he is looking at as well. It's going to be interesting to see and hear what Dave has to say and just to see what he's been doing low these many weeks since we've talked to him. It is, let's see, this has gone on so long, Mark, that I have lost track on exactly how long it has been. But today is Thursday, and that means it's another anniversary, if you will, since the start of the entire shutdown.
Yeah, I haven't kept track of the days either, but it's suffice to say it was mid-March or earlier since we last talked to Dave. And I think he's going to have some interesting perspectives, not only baseball, but the upcoming football seasons and whatnot.
15 weeks, Mark.
Okay.
Been 15 weeks since that fateful Thursday back in early March when we found out the Big Ten basketball tournament was canceled and the NCAA basketball tournament was going to be without fans. And then, things went very, very quickly south as far as sports are concerned and basically life in general as far as our way of life is concerned. So, it seems like it's been a lot longer than 15 weeks, and these 15 weeks have been long.
Yeah, no question about it. And so we get into July and whatnot, we'll see what the sports landscape looks like. And it seems to be changing each and every day. We talked about the news on the Iowa high school front just coming out today from the Department of Education and Department of Public Health opening up the school. Opening up for school activities beginning July 1. And then you turn the page and you've got some conflicting information on colleges or what have you. So it's kind of hard to track. It gets a little old, but that's our job.
Yep. 319-366-1600. Coming up on 338. We're going to take a break and return. And when we come back, Dave Kokin will join us from Las Vegas as we talk with him about some sports. We'll do it when we come back here on KGYM.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? we've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
Got him open at the starting eye line. Touchdown.
For the left, he lays it in.
To the wall.
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class 342 here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd and Alex coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here, taking you through the rest of your afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. We're going to talk with our good friend Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Check him out online. SmokingKoken.com is the website. And give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Koken. And Dave, hope everything is going well with you, that you're safe, healthy, and the family is as well. How you been? Let's hit you on here.
I've been waiting for normalcy to return, if it ever does.
True. 15 weeks ago today, everything kind of went south as far as the sports world is concerned. That's when the shutdown began, not only for sports, but basically life in general for everyone out there. And we've had to adapt, I guess, to what folks are saying is a new normal anyway, and that that goes for your industry as well.
Yeah, and look, there's still stuff to bet on. So it's not like I'm completely shut out. Korean baseball has been interesting. Actually done pretty well with that. PGA is back. And you got MMA for fans of that sport, and there's plenty of them, obviously. So, you know, you find ways to keep yourself active.
Dave, you mentioned the KBO. What's the What has been interesting about that is handicapping the KBO much different than handicapping MLB.
Yeah, it's a different game, but it's still beatable and it's still baseball, and you got to pay attention to depth situations in particular because there's no depth in the league, and when injuries crop up, it really impacts teams. So there's advantages to be had. I'm actually doing really well in the league, so hopefully that continues, and I'm going to continue doing it even after baseball, Major League Baseball returns because. If there's a profit to be had, I'm
going to
go after it.
Sure. And, that was going to be my next question. Are you going to continue to follow the Korean baseball organization even after MLB hopefully gets started in about a month or so?
Yeah, definitely going to do so. And good news is ESPN is going to continue to televise games each night, so there'll be an audience.
Dave, with the announcement of Major League Baseball returning a 60-game season, interested from a handicapping perspective, how you think that will all play out if there is indeed a season?
I can't tell you until they play. Anybody who says they know what's going to happen is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be keeping an eye on it for the first week and seeing how managers are managing, what the strategy is, and try and make some decisions based on that. But it's going to be, I actually think this could be a lot of fun. You know, everybody's going to be in this thing. Even the bad teams might feel like they have got a shot in the 60-game schedule as opposed to 162. So, you know, this could be a lot of fun.
It could be. I guess we got to look at it in a positive way, that we have baseball back, that, you know, there are some things that are being tried. I don't know how the extra inning thing is going to go. That's going to be a new exciting adventure. But DH in the National League, there's a lot of things that are starting, and who knows? We may never go back.
I think the DH is here to stay. I would be very surprised if this. In fact, it's something that will actually probably come up in the labor negotiations, because it means an extra roster spot, and that's something the owners will use as a little bit of a gimme to the players' association. So I think the DH is permanent now. I would not expect the National League to go back to the way it was. And the purists will complain about it. And, you know, I'm a purist. For me, I prefer no DH because I think it's a more interesting game, but I'm not the majority on that viewpoint. I'm definitely the minority. And as far as I'm concerned, majority rules.
Well, I think, Dave, my opinion, baseball has screwed this thing up so badly. They could have had the spotlight. They drug their feet, both sides, neither one trusting one another.
It was only one side. I'm sorry, but this was not on the players. The players agreed. This was agreed upon in March by the players. The owners were the ones who kept on changing. It's all on the owners. This isn't, if you want to put some blame on the players, maybe it's 5%. This is all on the owners, and they're still doing stuff that's ridiculous. I mean, they're not going to relax the blackout rule. That's not good. That's not the players. That's the owners. They basically released most of their minor leaguers. That's not the players. That's the owners. They cut most of their working staffs. They didn't lay them off. They just fired them. That's the owners, not the players. I know. A lot of people say, oh, these guys are making millions of dollars. Yeah, they're making real good money because they're the best in the planet at what they do. The owner's making billions of dollars. And any opportunity they've ever had to screw the players, they've done it. Maybe you have to be old to realize that. But this goes back a long way. And blaming the player, if you're blaming the players for this, I guess you're entitled to that opinion, but you're wrong.
It's the we know all about the blackout rule here in the state of Iowa. This is the the Bermuda Triangle of the blackout area,
and,
right?
And this is all about making sure they bleed every penny out of their broadcast partners. Okay, that's all this is about. It's strictly about money on the owner's side. They don't care about the fans. It just drives me wild. When I hear, the players don't care about the fans. They care about the fans a lot more than the owners do.
Dave Kokin joining us, 3:48 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. there's no reason, like you talked about earlier, Dave, there is absolutely no reason to kind of look at futures as far as Major League Baseball is concerned this year, right?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a futures player, but if you like a team that you think had a shot maybe as a dark horse over 160 games, you might like it even more over 60 games. I know there's some people who really like the Diamondbacks, the Padres, or maybe the Angels. And the problems those teams have might not show themselves as much in a short schedule. So I can see why you might go out there and grab 40-1 on Diamondbacks. I mean, I'm not doing it myself, but it's out there. And if you think Arizona's got a shot to do something, why not take a chance?
How about some of the teams that you're looking at anyway? Are going to be the usual suspects as far as...
I'm not looking at anybody right now. I don't know what the makeup of the teams is going to be, and I don't know how they're going to be managed. And I'm just going to wait. I mean, guessing at stuff is not how you make money, betting.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's all I'm looking at this from that standpoint. From a gambling standpoint, I just don't see how you can make concrete decisions without knowing what the approach is going to be from one day to the next. There's a good chance I won't make a bet the first week that they play because I want to see how things... This is going to be... The game's going to be played like it's never been played previously, ever.
Yeah.
And I've got to see how managers react to that.
Dave, you played a lot of ponies around the country. I'm following you on Twitter. Was that profitable? It was just to pass the time or what?
I was just killing time. Yeah. I didn't win or lose much. I did well at Bonner Park in Nebraska. For some reason, I did really well there. But no, it was just have some fun and kill time. There was nothing else going on at that time. I mean, it was nothing else. Mm-hmm. So I watched the ponies all day. And, you know, I bet $20 a race. Not exactly a whale. but I had a lot of fun doing it.
Mark almost got the trifecta for the Belmont, though. So
I had 1-3-4, and that's the best I could do. Yeah.
I only played the favorite in the Belmont, but he was the best horse by a lot, and it played out that way. So got almost double my money. So I got $36. For my $20 investment.
Yeah. You've been doing, you liked Colin Morikawa at the Travelers.
Yeah. Whoops. He's having about the worst round he's had since he turned pro.
Yeah, he's not missed a cut yet.
Well, that looks like it might end.
Well, PGA is back. No fans, obviously. We got baseball in the offing, basketball, hockey. We'll see. Hopefully it can come back. We don't know the hub cities or anything as of yet, but.
Las Vegas looks like a really good bet to be one of the hub cities. It probably is the best place to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the hotels are, it's just set up for everybody to be here.
Yep.
So I think, and why not Las Vegas? Like, I think there's a good chance we'll be the centerpiece for the NHL.
Yeah, and how is Vegas since the reopening?
It's better than when it was closed, but we have a mask mandate going into effect tomorrow, because the cases have gone up in a big way. So you gotta wear a mask. I don't see a big problem with that. You know, nobody likes wearing a mask, but it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
I cracks me up that people are putting up such a fuss about it. Just put the damn mask on. It's not that big a deal. I'm sorry. It's like seatbelts. I remember there was just this huge outcry. Oh, you're messing with my rights. Everybody wears a seatbelt now, and it's not a big deal. Okay? So if you gotta wear a mask when you're in a restaurant or a casino, just wear the mask. We live in a time where people get upset about the stupidest stuff. There's plenty to get upset about. Make it something of substance.
Kind of why I stay off Twitter 95% of the time now.
Well, it cracks me up when somebody yells at me, "Oh, you're a liberal," because I'm in favor of, I'm not even in favor. I'm just saying, just put the mask on and quit bitching. And it doesn't make me a liberal. It's just, put it on as a common courtesy to people who might be worried about catching something, even if you don't think it means anything. If it'll make life easier for somebody else, then just do it. Quit complaining.
Yeah.
Hey,
there you go, from Dave. If you're going out to Vegas, keep that in mind there. And hey, Dave, appreciate it. It was great catching up with you.
By the way, I should point out, I got Vegas Golden Knight match.
There you go. Very good.
Well, I'm gonna at least look good.
That sounds good. Sounds good, Dave. Great catching up with you, and we'll catch up again as we get more sports opened up. Hopefully that'll be the case in a safe way. And take care, please. Enjoy talking with you.
All right, guys. You do the same.
All right. Dave Kokin, the one and only Dave Kokin from Vegas, joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. There you go.
We know where he stands on masks, right?
Yes, we do. Doesn't like him, but he's going to wear it.
Yep.
And a mask mandate if you're headed out to Las Vegas starting tomorrow. Keep that in mind if you're making a beeline out to Sin City for the weekend. or the 4th or whatever the heck it might be. All right. We're going to take a final break, come back, and we'll update you on Zach Johnson and wrap things up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parents and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Get ready for big laughs. Impractical Jokers, the movie, is now available. Four comedians reminisce about their high school days until one uniquely embarrassing moment sends them on a cross-country road trip. Watch as they hilariously set up a series of hidden camera pranks to save their reputation. Rent Impractical Jokers, the movie, tonight. With our current world situation changing every day, one thing remains the same, our love for movies. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Back with you on the gym class. About a minute remaining in the show today, and Mark will be back tomorrow. And depending on the weather, I might be back. Could be buttons. Might not be buttons. I don't know. We'll see. Do you have a topic, Mark?
I do indeed. We're going to tomorrow. We're going to toss around the subject: the most memorable scandals in sports history.
Oh, why not, huh? Why not?
You can make an easy list, I'm sure, Scott.
I think I could.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun with our listeners.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up tomorrow, the biggest scandals in sports history. Zach, another birdie.
He did indeed. He's was 2 under early, fell back to even par, and now has picked up another birdie. He's 2 under par through 15 holes in the first round of the Travelers.
There you go. So right now in pretty good shape out in Hartford, Connecticut. Xander Schauffele, by the way, has got a 8 under. Good news right there. Todd and Alex coming up next. And Mark, have a good night.
Talk to you later.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for Sports Radio KGYM.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Experience.